Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
So do you need to change up your workout? Are you getting bored? Are you seeing fewer and fewer results? Have you reached that plateau, that inevitable plateau that we all hate when you're trying to lose weight or get stronger and you just can't seem to get over that bump? Well, the way to do it is to change your workout. We're going to give you some specific tips on how to change up your workout so that you can, you know, give a little edge to your routine. And my guest is Grace DeSimone. She's the Group Fitness Director for Plus One Health Management and the editor of ACSM's Resources for Group Fitness Instructors. So, Grace, changing our workout, first best thing we can do.
Define your goal or redefine your goal. You know, I mean, changing is great, but the first question that I would always ask is, what's your goal? So we start with that. The average person that I see have very similar goals. They want to burn calories. They want to stay in, you know, moderate shape. They're not training for some kind of athletic performance. And if that's the case, you are looking for general fitness, then what you're looking at is, what are you doing now? Let's say you're doing 30 minutes of consistent cardio, you're walking on the treadmill, you're jogging on the treadmill, and then you do a circuit of weight. If you're in a gym setting, what I would recommend that you do is you're going to push your body in a completely different direction by using a completely different energy system. Now, you know what that is, Melanie.
No, but tell the listeners what that means, exactly.
For the listeners, you have an aerobic system. Everybody's heard this, aerobics. That's something that you can do for a long duration or period of time, and then you have anaerobics that allows you to do short bursts of energy like sprinting. So you think of aerobics, that's walking or jogging, and you think of anaerobics, that's something that's sprinting. Your anaerobic system will only allow you about 2 minutes of full-out activity. So if you're working the aerobic system all the time, now you're going to switch gears and push the anaerobic system. If you're working the anaerobic system all the time, switch gears and push the aerobic system. And this is some of the benefits that having a trainer or an instructor standing in front of you can certainly do, but on your own, simple, simple, simple. So let's say lowest common denominator, you're walking 30 minutes at a time. Twice throughout that 30-minute period, you're going to do a 30-second on, 30-second off. 30-second on mean you're going to run full out 30 seconds, and then you're going to recover by walking for 30 seconds, and you're going to repeat that twice. That would take you 2 minutes. And if you did that, you started by adding that interval in two times, very simple, easy to do, throughout that 30 minutes, that whole 30 minutes becomes different now. So now you're pushing yourself, but just by adding two little sprinkles. So you start with that, and then over the course of time, you can add more intervals and take that 30 minutes and literally turn it upside down.
So now what about if you're somebody who does weights and we're doing your standard chest press and you're doing your bicep curls and your lateral raise and your pull downs and all these different exercises as you cruise your way around the machinery or the free weight room, what about changing that up? Will that make a difference in the way your muscles respond to these exercises?
Absolutely. It's the same thing. You've got strength, power, endurance. So we leave power kind of off to the side because that's usually a special group of people doing that. So we have left strength, which is a heavier weight and less repetitions. And then you have endurance, which is a lighter weight, more repetitions. So pick the one you're doing and swap. Do more reps with a lighter weight. If you're doing a lot, you know, a few amount of reps with a heavy weight. Also, change the type of movement you're doing. If you're doing isolated movement, I'm only doing my bicep curls, right? Try doing a bicep curl with another movement, a bicep curl and a lunge. Now you're integrating movement, you're using different systems, you're forcing different muscles to work so that you're using your balance and strength and flexibility. You're not just standing there, you know, doing the same exercise the same way. There's hundreds of different ways to do any of the exercises. So you have isolated, where you're doing only one thing at a time. Then you have integrated, which is exercises answer to multitasking. You're doing more than one thing at a time, and that makes the workout different. You can do both arms or both legs, or isolate one side versus the other.
And the beautiful thing about that also is that that requires a little bit of extra brain activity, because you do have to be creative. Now, if you're somebody and you're listening to this program and you're somebody who isn't really that well versed on the many different exercises and what you can do, then ask a trainer at your club or somebody that you know that really does a lot of exercise and see if they can help you. If you're an in-home person, you're working out at your home, be creative. We mentioned before you can do push-ups on the kitchen counter. You can do, you know, squats as you go up and down your stairs. You can do plyometrics, jump, holding on to the railing, down and up each stair. Do things to shake it up a little. That's what Grace is trying to say here, is be creative, right?
Absolutely. And if you're an in-home person, you like using DVDs or watching TV shows, get a different one. Go to the library, rent a different, get a different mode of activity so you're doing something a little bit different. If you always walk, try biking. If you always bike, try walking. So if you always walk the same way, try walking a different way so that you have something new. It is also, as Melanie said, it stimulates your brain too, which is really great. Then your brain kind of wakes up and says, oh, I wonder if I could do it this way. So that's kind of the game, is how many different ways can I do blank? And you can have some fun with it.
Which is actually also something that we trainers do, so that you're kind of being your own trainer that way, is we sit there and we try and come up with new and creative ways to keep you engaged and increase the adherence to exercise, make you like us and want to keep working out with us, so that it gets you involved in your own workout. So really the key here is to be creative. Do whatever you're doing and change it around. Make it harder. Do the intervals. Go faster. Just for 2 minutes, as Grace said, do something different than you've done to get your body to wake up and say, whoa, I'm still here. Now, what about weight loss, Grace? Talk about how you get rid of that plateau or get over that little hump with your exercise when you're trying really hard to do cardiovascular to lose weight.
And cardiovascular is great, but almost undeniably, I throw interval training in with everybody. Most people don't do it or don't do it well enough, and I find that it pushes people kind of over that hump and also can reduce the amount of time. You know, people are in there, okay, I did 45 minutes, so I guess I have to do an hour. No, not really. You could take that 30 minutes and really make it work for you by cutting up those intervals. So you can really play with the time of the intervals to spice it up, and also try something different. If you're, you know, chained to the treadmill, get on the rowing machine. Try something completely different. What it does to your body when you change is it throws your body off center. And then your body has to find its way back to center, which we call homeostasis. And in doing that, it burns extra calories. The more you throw your body off center, the harder it has to work to come back. And that's where you get what we call EPOC, or I'm sure many of the listeners have heard what we call post-calorie burn, where you're still burning calories post-workout. That's really what you're looking for. So you're not looking for, you know, more and more and more time that it becomes grueling. You're looking to impact your time really efficiently. So I always turn to time-based activities and work those intervals in to getting the most bang for your buck. And switch it up. I'd say switch it up quarterly.
Switch it up quarterly. That's a great idea. Every couple of months, really switch it up. Do something different. Run just for a minute instead of walking. Jump around. Use weights in a different way. Do, instead of just these isolated movements, you know, combine a few of them. Do bicep curls with your lunges, going up and down the stairs. Anything to shake up your workout. And of course, that high intensity interval training really helps burn up those calories. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform at the American College of Sports Medicine on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.